You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, this is Matt Smith, post-op motorcycle racer, and you're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
All right, 12 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listed Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, Avila and Casper. How about that? You like the sound of that?
I think it sounds
AC,
hot.
AC. AC. All right, this portion of our program brought to you by our good friends at Wiseco. Look for Wiseco Performance products around the country. Some of the products that they make and sell, forged pistons. Forged clutch baskets, clutch hubs, crankshafts, forged connecting rods, valves, and a lot more for just about anything. Motorcycles, ATVs, snowmobiles, PWCs, outboard marine, automobiles, trucks, etc. It's one name, one solution, Wiseco.com. Now, we talk a little bit about Hicklin Power Sports. Hicklin Power Sports has a full line of products that can pretty much satisfy each and every one of you, no matter what you want to do. You want to go jet skiing? Fine. We'll hook you up with Sea-Doo. You want to ride a fast bike, a street bike? Yamaha, they'll hook you up with that. That's where I got my star. And I tell you what, that bike, somebody said, when are you going to get a new bike? I said, what do I need a new bike for? This still looks new, and it has like 1,500 miles on it. You know, I live 5 blocks from the office.
Yeah, I mean.
What? I'm not a road trip guy. It's okay. I ride it because, you know what, it brings me happiness.
Well, Des Moines big enough. You can ride that thing around and still get great enjoyment out of it.
From my house to the airport is 10 minutes. To my house to Wells Fargo Arena, 6 minutes.
Sure.
Okay. And how do I know that? Because Facebook tells me. It knows where I'm going. It has
tells you the time.
It's picked up all of, what do you call those, metrics.
Metrics. Yeah. Yeah.
And they figured out what you're doing, where you're going, and why.
Yep.
All right. Pit Pass is also brought to you in part by our friends at Hicklin Power Sports. So I want you to check them out online because that's where you're going to see a great collection of used product, but also the new stuff, new for 2018. HicklinPowerSports.com. They have an incredible staff. They also have outstanding financing in-house. Bart Hicklin has hooked up with some of the best financing organizations. You think you can't get signed? You think you can't get approved? You can at Hicklin Power Sports. Easy enough to do.
And if you need a haircut, stop in and get one.
I haven't done this yet. It's kind of foreign to me. Bart says, come on out. We'll get your haircut.
Hey, Tony brags about it all the time.
He looks good.
He loves it. He goes, I just go there now just to get my haircut.
Really?
Yep.
Did they give you an ice cold beer? You sit down and get an ice cold beer?
I have yet to visit them for a haircut, but I plan to.
Is that part of the equation, though? Is there an ice cold beer? Because when I go get my haircut at Paramount on Des Moines East Side, East Village, by the way, on 5th, Paramount Barbering Company. Thank you, Jordan Peterson, for hooking me up. Zach, you're on vacation. I'm going to miss you. I know my barber. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jack. I will tell you this, though. To look sharp is to feel good.
Okay? Yeah, for sure.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Got to.
You see a good-looking guy, and you go, what the hell? What's up with the hair? Did you not listen to what your mom and dad said? And then I feel bad thinking, well, maybe, you know, dad wasn't around to teach him what a man does.
I mean, I'm lucky. My dad's got curly hair.
Yeah.
I lucked out. I had straight hair.
I was going to say, because tell me your descent again. You're from what country, your family's?
My dad's Mexican.
Mexican?
Hispanic.
And your mother?
She's white, but I am doing an ancestry DNA test to try to figure out what else I have going on.
Okay.
Because I don't know what my mom is since she's adopted. So,
how difficult is the ancestry thing? You got to plug in a lot of information
No. The DNA kit, Rachel actually got it for me for Father's Day.
Nice.
But it was nice. It's a DNA thing. You basically just spit in a tube.
Yeah.
You screw this cap on, it releases a stabilizing solution in it. You mail it off because they send you a postmark box. You mail it to them. It takes about 6 weeks. They email you a few times. Hey, you can check your status.
From your spit, they
Correct.
Can tell you where you're from.
They can break down the DNA and see what...
Do they have to start with your name, age, and all that?
There's simple stuff that you can plug in there, but
That's an interesting test, putting a company to a test like that. Ancestry.com.
Correct.
Interesting. What does something like that cost? Thousands of dollars?
No, I can't even tell you because
she bought it
for me as a gift. So I'm sure if you went out to Ancestry.com and took a look at their DNA kit, I think it's right around $100, maybe, I want to say.
You know, Jack doesn't even know that us guys here at Pit Pass got him a Father's Day gift as well.
Really?
Okay.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah. Yes.
I have no children.
Well, that's not a question, Deck. That's a statement. So let me tell you what we got you. We had a star named after you, and it's permanently named after you, and it's on record in the Library House of Congress.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm going to point it out to you one night as we leave the studio.
Okay.
Okay? And it's nicknamed Star. The star is nicknamed Rain, because I know how much you love bad weather. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
Let me give you a Jackism over the last 35 years that he and
I. Oh boy, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bud, come here. Look at this. So what is it, Jack? He says severe weather. I said, is it in Iowa? No, but it's in Missouri.
And no, could, I've only said if come, it was in Iowa.
It could come this way. And I said, so
like
should
two,
I be worried?
It's like 2 or 3 hours away.
Oh, easy. And it's not even heading this way. It's going west to east, right?
Yeah.
Or east to west,
yeah.
Whatever. But Jack is a master at that. He gets so upset with bad weather, and the first thing he wants to do is turn on the weather sounder on WHO, our sister station, mm-hmm. and make sure that everybody is aware that there's bad weather in the area. Take cover.
The only time I do that is when we have severe weather.
Which is fairly frequently lately.
Well,
terrible. And I will tell you something. After last Saturday night, getting caught up there in Ankeny with all that weather,
right.
It was like it gave me a whole new perspective on things.
Because you were in it. You're usually
I was in
here.
It. Yeah, usually I was here.
You're taking calls from callers who are out in it or experiencing high winds, tornadic activity, torrential downpours. In this case, that just took place here, and you're suffering with the emotions of these people. I did some call-ins during the floods of 93, if you recall.
And, oh, yeah.
And I was challenged by the Clive Police Department here in Central Iowa for overstating what I was looking at. I said the Walnut Creek is over its banks, and it looks to be rising. Boom. 10 minutes later, I get this phone call from the Clive Police Department saying it's not rising. Dude, it looks like it's rising. I'm sorry. This is what I'm seeing. I know. It made me almost throw up, too, Jack.
Sorry.
I had just joined the Guard at that point, so I got my first taste of that, the flood of 93, and then in 08, obviously I was still in at that time, and we went all the way from here in Des Moines all the way down to Keokuk and help with the flooding that was occurring down Highway 163.
Who got hit the worst? Jack, you would know this.
I would think Cedar. I think.
Well, in 2008, it was Cedar Rapids,
Cedar
Iowa
Rapids.
City.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They got hammered.
The whole
bad.
Downtown was wiped out. The first floors, even some of the second floors of downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Along the riverbanks, but now they put up some of the flood barricades and walls. A lot of the barricades I've never seen down here in Des Moines were down.
They
like
put 63rd down right away.
Listen, folks, if it sounds like we're filling, we are. Is it fascinating weather conversation? Absolutely.
Oh,
but we're
yeah.
missing Chris Fillmore.
We are.
And Jack, I know you talked to him and confirmed him.
Yep.
Ed talked to him and confirmed him, but something has come up in Chris Fillmore's life, and we assume it's bad weather. So,
well,
Jack,
there you go.
Let's take our final commercial break of the hour. We'll take you up to the top of the hour. You're listening to Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly and Weather Central. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Scott Russell, and you're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
With the tremendous amount of horsepower and torque created by modern dirt bikes, today's racewear must withstand tremendous forces. It must breathe well, be lightweight and protective, yet still durable. Fly Racing created its Evolution 2.0 racewear to fulfill these requirements. Evolution 2.0 features the industry's first BOA closure system race pant designed to provide custom comfort, smooth, even closure, no pressure points, and simple one-handed adjustment. Add to that the Evolution 2.0 Pro Fit Advanced Ventilation Jersey and Premium Race Glove, and you have Generation Next Racewear, built to withstand the extreme conditions created by the modern dirt bike. For more information, visit flyracing.com. Pitpass.com.
Hi, my name is Ben Evans. I'm a professional motocross and supercross racer, and you're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
All right, welcome back. A true renegade, by the way, in this sport. Shayna Texter absolutely kicked it this weekend and rose to the top of the box and did an outstanding job. So good on her. I'm hoping she'll be on the program next week to talk a little bit about her recent success. But it's not like she hasn't won before. You know what I'm saying? She understands what winning is, and she's still a girl, okay? She still knows how to be a girl. She's pretty in pink, but man, on a bike, she is double tough and mean.
Well, I hope you didn't offend anybody out there by saying she's just a girl.
No, she is just a girl.
She is just a girl, but she is fast. And on
Husqvarna,
and her family's fast. I mean, we had a brother on, Corey, just recently.
Your dad was?
Yeah, I mean...
Look at her performance there, though, realistically. You go back all the way to 2013, AMA Grand National took second place.
Yep.
Back in 2013, fifth place of the West Coast Series at Willow Springs. Chowchilla, California, first place there, West Coast Series. There's so much more to her than meets the eye. And I'm thinking a lot of guys that are on the track racing against her are perhaps looking back or looking past Shayna. Would you agree?
I would have to say that a lot of guys probably do. I mean, they're always going to look at female racers as maybe not on the same level as them. But
too bad.
That's ridiculous because...
How about this? She gave Husky its very first victory at UMA, right?
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big statement. Good for her and good for Husky. Tell you what, we're out of time.
Yeah. And there's a lot of great female races out there that deserve a little bit more
credit than they deserve. Giving them love. Tell you what, I want to thank all of our great guests on the program, each and every one of you. Happy 4th of July week. Celebrate responsibly. Remember, fireworks are dangerous. Do them with a straight mind, and don't be drunk, okay? Save yourself, save your family some severe pain. Cam Bouvier, Kyle Cunningham, Ben Kelly, Jared Mees, and Kenny Coolbeth populated this program along with each and every one of you. For Jack and Leanne DeLeon, Chris Bishop, Tommy Boy Halverson, Roman Avila, I'm Scott Casper speaking. We'll talk to you next week for more Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly.
May I have your attention, please? Excuse me.
Are you listening to me?
Thank you. The preceding was an exclusive presentation of Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly, a division of Pit Pass Radio LC. Any use of this copyrighted material without the express written consent of Pit Pass Radio LC is strictly prohibited.
Hi, listeners. We wanted to take a moment to tell you about another podcast from Evergreen Podcasts and Sound Talent Media called Pit Lane Parlay. Pit Lane Parlay is the go-to podcast for IndyCar and motorsports-related news. Each episode, we discuss things like our favorite drivers, news clips from the last week, and generally giving each other a hard time about predictions we've made in the past and or life stories that have come up recently. We really have a lot of fun with it and really enjoy each other's company, and we hope you can come join us too. Join Pit Lane Parlay by following us on your favorite podcast today.